Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today, Chrysler announced U.S. sales of its U.S. vehicles rose 20% in November, kicking off a round of better-than-expected sales reports for automakers following Black Friday. GMC reported a 23% increase, while Buick picked up nearly 30%. General Motors said it was the industry's best November in more than a decade. Auto analyst Michelle Krebs joins us now with a look behind these numbers. She's with Autotrader.com, and she's with us from Detroit. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And before we get to these numbers, we should mention there's been this massive power outage in downtown Detroit today. Thankfully, they have power where you are at the studio.
Yes, indeed, although all the street lights were out on my way here, so it was an adventure.
I bet. Take us through these numbers. Is this really the best November for auto sales since 2001, as they're saying?
Well, let me give you an example. We calculate car sales on a seasonally adjusted rate. So if the month continued as it was, this would be how many car sales we would have. It's looking like it'll be a seasonally adjusted rate of over 17 million vehicles. If you look at 2008, the same month, it was 10 million. So we are having an amazing month, and it was far outside analyst expectations.
And what are people buying? Are they buying domestic cars? Are they buying Toyotas or other foreign cars?
Everything across the board. Chrysler is by far the shining star. It had sales up 20%, and it's because they own Jeep and they own Ram. So SUVs and pickup trucks are popular, but anything new seems to be catching on. For example, at Chrysler, they have a new midsize car called the Chrysler 200. It was up 155%.
And analysts had been saying that as the recession went on and on and on, that people were sort of holding back on getting new cars. Is this just pent-up demand for new cars and people just finally, they can't get any more miles out of their old grocery getter?
Well, that's a lot of it. Pent-up demand is certainly part of it. Cars on the road still, despite all the new cars we've sold in the last few years, are still 10 to 11 years old on average. And there are a lot of factors that are helping people make the decision to buy. Credit is widely available in all kinds of forms. Leasing's up, long loans so they can afford the monthly payment. And then low gas prices sure help. That puts more money in your pocket.
Well, and I want to get to that. But the other thing that we mentioned was Black Friday. Did that really figure into car sales, that people, after they're done eating their Thanksgiving turkey, they go out and buy a car?
Well, it's interesting. They certainly spent a lot of time researching and shopping, you know, months ahead. But every holiday we see this. The automakers have gotten really clever at jumping on these big holidays, Black Friday being one, Labor Day, Memorial Day. And even though the deals aren't that spectacular, much like on the retail side, it seems to drive people into the dealership, and they do indeed buy. And that we saw that this last weekend. I think that's why sales are coming in higher than we expected. That holiday weekend ended up being far better than we anticipated.
Okay, let's talk about the gas price element. If you go out to the pump right now, you could get what's the average now?
It's about $2.75 a gallon.
$2.75. Yeah. So, what kind of a role is that playing? And especially, what kind of cars are people buying as a result of that? You mentioned that Chrysler's doing well because of Jeep. So I'm assuming SUVs. They're going back to the SUVs.
Yes. I mean, there are a lot of people going into pickup trucks. This is a big time of year for pickup trucks. Luxury cars and performance cars are making a comeback. SUVs, and especially the big ones. But, you know, these SUVs and pickup trucks get far better fuel economy than the ones that people are trading in. Crossovers, these little sport utilities that are built on a car but that kind of look like a sport utility, like a Toyota RAV4 or a Honda CR-V, those are selling like hotcakes. What isn't selling as well are cars. And but unless there's something really new, the little Honda Fit is doing really, really well, but other small cars aren't, as people decide, I can afford a little more gas.
What about hybrids and electric cars? Are those suffering because of this?
Mixed. The Chevrolet Volt did not have a good month at all, but the Nissan Leaf, which is an electric car, had a good one. So typically we see when gas prices go down, sales of small cars and electric vehicles and hybrids go down as well.
Michelle, this is the first conversation about the auto industry that we've had in a little while on this program that wasn't about recalls. Of course, we were hearing about GM just issued its 79th recall this year on Monday. Are those causing any effect in the auto sales right now?
Stunningly, no. And the other big recall that's on the in the news is the vehicles of all different brands, especially Honda, with Takata-made airbags. There's hearings coming this week again in Congress of defective airbags, and but it hasn't seemed to deter people from buying. In fact, they've kind of become numb to it. They aren't taking those vehicles in to be fixed for the recalls, and that's a bit concerning.
One last question. These sales are happening in the very new revamped auto industry following the bankruptcy of some of the big automakers. How are things going overall in terms of jobs and wages where you are in Detroit?
Well, you know, jobs, we've added back a lot of people into the industry, not certainly what the levels we used to have. There's also, at least with the big three, a UAW contract that allows new workers to be hired in at a lesser rate, and that'll be on the negotiating table next year because the contract is up next September. So it's a better picture, but it's a very different picture. The auto companies are in much better shape because they've eliminated a lot of plant capacity and they've gotten their bottom line down. But so it's a healthier industry, but certainly not the jobs that we used to have.
Auto analyst Michelle Krebs with AutoTrader.com joining us from Detroit today. Michelle, thanks so much.
Thank you.